On this day back in 99, Varsity Blues debuted.
Come over.
Doesn't seem like it's 21 years. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. No, what are we? What are we 2021.
Yeah. So it's like 22. Yeah.
That 2020 just kind of got away from me a little bit there. Yes. Varsity Blues debuted on this date back in 1999. All right, let's sift through the Equitable Bank inbox here on the Gary Sharp Show. Brian Christopherson is coming up a little bit later. John writes in. John's got a double-barreled email here. Jonathan Rutledge was talking to Mitch Sherman about the fake punt against Illinois. This is for dramatic pause, just to remember how atrocious that was. When Illinois ran that play, Nebraska only had 10 on the field. And the reason they didn't have an 11th guy is because they couldn't find him. Did he pull an Afalava and just disappear and go to the bathroom and then in the locker room and not make it back out in time? They couldn't find the 11th guy. John says, where was that 11th player during the fake punt? With how this team is being run, I assume on Instagram and not paying attention. If you've been on IG Live 30 minutes prior to a Nebraska football game in 2020 and are not here, please raise your hand. That happened this year. Yeah. Having 10 men on the field and Illinois executes a fake punt and having a guy that was going to be part of your game plan before his debut against Ohio State and he's on IG Live 30 minutes before kickoff in the locker room. Ooh. John also adds, please quit talking about Butler as having one of the worst offensive basketball teams in the country. They are. They are one of the poorest offensive teams in the country. That's who Creighton plays tomorrow in Indianapolis. Please stop talking about one of the worst offensive basketball teams in the country when you have one that is worse 50 miles away. We even struggle with layups. Signed, Nebraska basketball. Now, I'm going to give Nebraska basketball a little love here. Nebraska is not the worst offensive team in the Big Ten. They are only the fifth worst offensive team in their own conference.
Oh, wow.
Purdue averages 71 a game. Maryland averages 72. Indiana's at 73. Wisconsin is at 75, which is pretty amazing. Wisconsin, who was in the top 10 of Ken Pom's metrics in offense and defense, but got blown out by Michigan. And then Nebraska is 10th. They average 75 points per game. Now, if you want to talk about shooting, Nebraska is 13th in the Big Ten, shooting 42% from the floor. That's not even the worst. Minnesota only shoots 41% from the floor. Minnesota is, oh my God, just now I'm envisioning, because there's another Nebraska basketball question in the Equitable Bank inbox I'm going to get to in just a second. Nebraska and Minnesota play Wednesday night at Pinnacle Bank Arena. How soon before a brick house is built in that building? Because Nebraska is 32% from three-point range. They are 13th in the league. Minnesota only makes 30% of their three-point shots. Nebraska's not even last in free throw shooting. Come on, John! Rutgers only shoots 58% from the free throw line.
What?
Nebraska's 13th! They're not last! Nebraska shoots 66% from the free throw line. God, those are awful.
That's terrible.
But they are not last. There's something to be said about not being last. Because when you're next to last, nobody remembers you. Jamie says, so this is a weird year period, correct? It's weird in basketball. We found out today we're going to get the S-curve to do the tournament, which I think really bright idea. You don't know when games are being played. Nebraska's on pause. They're not going to play again, hopefully until the Minnesota game this upcoming Wednesday, which if you are a fan of prolific shooting, maybe just catch it on the crawl just to see what the score is. I think Nebraska, and they've gone over a year without winning a Big Ten game. They are well into a long stretch of not beating a Power 6 school. I have no basis for this. I just think in a weird year, this is Nebraska's only conference win. They, now that Northwestern has kind of come back to the pack, and Penn State has, you know, been on pause, maybe for Nebraska's sake, if you look at their schedule, when they go to Evanston on March 7th, that's an opportunity to win a conference game. But I think Nebraska will win a conference game, which they're not supposed to. There's going to be that one night they're going to play a team that will not shoot very well, and Nebraska will find a way to play 30 solid minutes of basketball. They won't get way behind where they got to come back and then run out of gas in the last 4 minutes. They will find a way to win a game. Now, what will that be? I will give you a couple of possibilities. Now, this has to be a game in which either the team they're playing is ranked or they're a significant underdog. Possibly Wisconsin on February 11th. Because Nebraska's not winning in Iowa City a week from Sunday. So maybe Wisconsin on the 11th of February. And maybe, because they are on the brink of collapse or greatness, Illinois in a rescheduled game at home. Either one of those games would be the possibility they would pull off that kind of a win. John has responded in the Equitable Bank inbox. He said, I stand corrected. Break up the juggernaut that is Nebraska basketball. So it begs the question, if you are not very good, would you just like to be the worst or the next worst?
Don't be last.
Yeah, I don't want to finish second. Yeah. I like to be number one. But we just had to add some context there.
Yeah.
They're not the worst team. They just happen to be next to the worst team. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, there's still a little buffer there, thanks to how bad Minnesota is shooting the basketball. Well, I would love to see what Minnesota's shooting metrics are on the road. At home, they're really good, which gives you hope that maybe tomorrow they knock off Michigan. But when they go on the road, and especially ranked teams, Minnesota has a stretch where they forget to play basketball and they get blown out, whether it be in Madison or in Ann Arbor or in Iowa City. I wonder what their shooting numbers are on the road compared to at Williams Arena. Right, Brian Christopherson, we know what his numbers are. They're usually pretty good. I'm sure he's got plenty of thoughts on this past week surrounding the Young and the Huskers. We're back with more of the Gary Sharp Show after this.